This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Cornelius Seed. Plant it, profit. I'm Ben Nulli. Grain bin accidents usually never turn out very well. Back on December 16th, a Creston man died after being buried in grain for more than 3 hours. A Missouri farmer was luckier than him. Dennis Snyder's survival story continues next.
Welcome to Cornelius Country, a region of the Corn Belt where Cornelius Seed lives. Conducting our own proprietary research with access to one of the largest germplasm bases in the world. Hybrids are developed here, produced here, and sold here. Cornelius Seed is developing corn and soybeans that perform right here for your farm. And it's one of the largest independent seed companies in your area. Cornelius Seed. Plant it. Profit.
Dennis Snyder of Quarter, Missouri, became trapped in grain up to his neck December 4th while him and his son were cleaning a grain bin out. He now tells his story of how he was rescued.
Crew came out here with chop saws and started cutting holes inside of the bin. Started on one side and I started to feel some freedom, but then I realized the corn was trying to push through me and go to the other side, so I started to crush my chest again. So they realized they had to take the corn down evenly around the side of the bin, so there was holes all around the bin to get corn down enough so I could get free.
Do you feel telling me about this now is one of the reasons you're still alive today?
I had some discussions with the good Lord on why he left me around for this, because a lot of people do not survive this, and it is my goal to help everyone I can to and talk safety and to get another perspective. That, like I said, a lot of people in my position did not live through it, and so I can give another perspective of what was happening, how I was feeling, and what they should look for when they're coming to the bin. But the response time around here and the skill of the emergency people was just tremendous.
Thanks for your time today.
You're very welcome, Ben.
The story of Dennis Snyder, a corn farmer from Quarter, Missouri, goes to show you accidents can happen and not everyone is invincible. Tomorrow, we'll talk to a safety expert from the National Education Center for Agriculture Safety on how you can stay safe in a situation like this. I'm Ben Nulli on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.